Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Who is the Joe G, the current best Joe G in the city?
Next question.
Or JG, I guess is what it is. Jonathan Gannon, Joe Giglio, Joe Girardi. Giglio's winning.
It's like, oh, geez.
Why do people hate Jonathan Gannon so much?
I don't know. Like, because he stinks.
Oh boy.
No.
And he's not aggressive, and he doesn't fit this city, and he looks bad with the hat.
Can I ask you a question?
Looks bad with the hat.
If the Eagles have such a bad quarterback, and the defensive coordinator's a moron, how'd they win 9 games?
Because, oh, my God, this is you with this. They played the worst quarterbacks we've ever seen in our entire lives as Eagles.
Circumstance is the correct answer. Circumstance. Yeah, it
which
matters.
Is more,
who they
which is more true? Jonathan Gannon's a good defensive coordinator. They played awful quarterbacks.
They played awful quarterbacks.
Thank you.
No, I agree, Jack. But I also can't say that you can't say that he can't coach because he doesn't have the players and there's not enough of a track record.
Here's my thing with Gannon. They were mediocre on defense, right? I don't think they were very good. Every time someone calls about the draft, John, what do they say to you? What do they want to do with the three
build
picks?
Build the defense.
And they want to use all three picks?
All defense.
That tells you that we all know they don't have any talent on defense.
No. The fact that you have Fletcher Cox making as much money as he does. And by the way, Jonathan Gannon, by all accounts, changed what he was doing defensively to try to get Fletcher more involved.
Right.
Right? Like, he did a very good job of handling. Fletcher Cox was mad, and he was talking about it publicly. Jonathan never got into a pissing match or refused to talk about it or whatever. He answered the questions. Like he did a very good job handling that situation.
I want to see him next year. I assume he's going to be here. Obviously, if he's going to get a job, he'll be here. I want to see him one more year with some real players out there.
I'm definitely the main JG in Philly. I'm not voting Jonathan Gannon, but I'm not voting Girardi either. You win, Giglio.
I won. I mean, I never put David Hale out there with the bases loaded.
You did run our franchise quarterback out of town.
Yes, you did.
No, he ran himself out of town.
Well, you were a big part of it. I would have to agree with that. All right, let's give you our
picks. You're welcome.
Picks.
You're welcome.
Then we'll get back to the phones. No, I mean, listen, but you might have poisoned them. We might be winning another Super Bowl.
That's right.
For you. You rat. All right, Kansas City, Cincy. The Chiefs are seven and a half. Who do you like in this game there, Giglio?
So we had Nick Costos on earlier, and he mentioned early in the week the number was under 7. Obviously, you like it better then. But I still will lay it with the Chiefs. It's Patrick Mahomes. In the playoffs, he's 8-2 in the playoffs. John, his only losses are to Tom Brady. The only time he's lost playoff games are against Tom Brady. It's routinely 30 points. As much as I love Joe Burrow, I don't think the Bengals are ready for this, to go to Arrowhead and win this game. I think they win by about 10. I would lay the 7.5. I'll go the Chiefs.
The Bengals were fortunate last week that they had Ryan Tannehill across from them, because he threw three big interceptions in big spots. Because the Bengals give up 9 sacks, right? Like, you're not going to be able to get away with having bad offensive line protection this week against Kansas City. I don't even think this game's close, right? Like, I'll be rooting for the Bengals, but like, they've had a very successful good season, and it ends Sunday.
Last year, Josh Allen and the Bills went there for the title game. They weren't quite ready. That final score was 38-20. So this could be similar.
They're not
to that.
Ready.
Yeah, I don't think the Bengals are ready. I'll lay the points with the Chiefs.
All right, the Rams, and this is the later game on Sunday, 6:40. Rams 3.5-point favorites over the 49ers. See, like, the line is certainly gives a lot of gives a lot of credit to San Francisco, and you know, I gotta go San Francisco in this +3.5.
It's hard not to take the point. Their teams are even. They've played each other twice. The Niners have won twice. They beat them 6 in a row. John, it wouldn't surprise me if the Rams won a game by a field goal. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we come here Monday and they win the game.
It's a field goal game.
But with the 3.5, I got to be on the 49ers side. They can win outright, and the hook you get, I'll take the Niners.
Mm. You like any of the over the unders? I agree. The Kansas City under makes a lot of sense.
It's a lot of points.
It's
a lot of points. 54.5. And the other game is low. 45.5 it's down to now, Niners.
And Costo said this, that it's a good point. If you think Cincinnati is going to win, then take the over.
Right,
Cincinnati's not winning 20-17. They're winning 45-40.
Yes. Let me give you a prop I like. Let me tell you about BetQL's doing a giving props, which everyone should jump on right now. BetQL.com/props. Free-to-play contest runs throughout the NFL postseason. You go sign up right now. So there's 10 props there. It's over under receiving yards. You know, Jamar Chase receiving yards or Cooper Kupp or whatever. The person with the most correct each week wins $2,000. Zero. You don't have to pay anything to sign up. Just go put your 10 picks in. $2,000 for the winner. And automatically $10,000, you're entered into a drawing if you just sign up. So just sign up. Even if you get everything wrong this week, you could win $10,000. BetQL.com/props. Make your picks today. As for a prop this weekend, Cooper Kupp's catches, you could find at 7.5. I'll go over. Cooper Kupp is a machine. I mean, he's at 8, 9, 10 a game. I would go over 7.5 receptions for Cooper Kupp.
It's not like they're not going to target him.
Of course they are.
And having Beckham and then Van Jefferson, who I really like as a young third wide receiver, and they haven't missed Deshaun at all.
No. In fact, they've been almost better.
They've been better with, yeah, they forgot
he was a Ram, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, he had a couple catches in that Raiders playoff game, but anyway.
I actually forgot he was on the field in the Raiders game. I was like, wait, is that Deshaun?
Yeah, the one slashing around right there. All right, Jack, do you have a special parlay?
Yeah, the Marks and Reese official parlay. I think I could say that.
Yeah.
I got a T. Higgins anytime touchdown score. I think that, like, Chase went for 266 yards in their last matchup. I'm sure the Chiefs will do everything to take him away. So I'll sprinkle a little action on a possible T. Higgins touchdown. Also in that game, I love Joe Mixon's over-under of 29.5 receiving yards. He's gone over that in every single game in the last four. I got the 28 against the Raiders, but still, that's pretty much right on the number. Other than that, 51, 28, 40, 70.
So you figure they got to get the ball to Burrow's hands quickly so he doesn't get sacked.
Right.
I like that.
Odell Beckham anytime touchdown score. Second option out there. The Niners corners aren't very good. It's going to be a big passing day, I think. I like OBJ anytime touchdown score. And Elijah Mitchell over 69.5 yards rushing. He went for 53 last week. But before that, 96, 85, 119, 133, 91. So
if you think it's a close game or they win, he's going to go over that.
And Debo's a little banged up, so maybe he doesn't get to run as much as he has. Right. Maybe less Debo carries, more Mitchell. That feels like a possible winner for Jack.
There you go. What does it pay?
10 to win 200.
10 to win 200.
20 to 1.
All right. There you have it. There are picks. I would also – I haven't looked at the props, but how I envision this game playing out is Cincinnati's down – 3 scores in the second half, and that's where you'll see the Joe Burrow yardage, passing yardage and receiving yards is going up and going over.
So one of the props for BetQL.com/props, Burrow 284.5.
Over.
Yeah, they're down late. They got a three.
Right, Higgins yardage over. I don't know what Boyd is, but I see a lot of passing yards, not a lot of rushing yards, because I think that Kansas City kind of makes this a laugher early. So that's how I would approach it if I was placing some of those prop bets right there. All right, let's get to the text line coming up in a second. But today's broadcast has been sponsored by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's, have you heard the news? Coming to Malvern, Pennsylvania. If you want to join a winning team at Chickies and Pete's Malvern, go to chickiesandpete's.com for details on the new Malvern location, which we will be at in a few weeks. Jack, are you going to try to work from Chickies that day?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It would be a short commute for you.
Exactly right.
Shorter commute for me. Ike's going to be having to drive a little bit more. But, hey, I come down to South Philly.
Yeah. Exactly right. Everybody.
Evens out.
Looking forward to getting out there to the new spot. Let's go to the text line.
Text line.
The forecast changed. See, weather people are still dopes. Howard and Delco.
Dope.
Yeah. Howard couldn't have came up more small. And see, it wasn't just the forecast, and it wasn't just that he ripped the weather people. Then he went back in on them, and he went back in on them again. And it be, at the end, I'm like, all right, Howard, thanks, man. And ripping him again. I was trying to get him off. Ripping him again. Goes on the on Riding with the King on Thursday night. Ripping him again.
It was bound to happen, though. He'd been ripping these weather people for years. This is their moment.
And he came up small with the forecast. Yeah. It changed overnight.
Now your listeners, the listeners of this show, don't have milk and eggs and bread for French toast tomorrow. That's on Howard.
He said to not go out and get anything. I had already went out, and I'm glad I did because I would have listened to Howard because we're accurate and dependable with our forecasts on Marks and Reese. And he came up small, so that's why he's no longer on the staff.
I mean, I think Howard should buy every listener of this show that did not go out and buy those things that wants breakfast tomorrow. He should have breakfast delivered or pay for it.
Is he at the Borgana tomorrow morning?
Scheduled to.
He better get down there soon.
Yeah, seriously. He's probably on the road.
He should have been there already.
Well, yeah, because they're going to get a foot and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be there right now. But, yeah, but that means he probably can't leave.
Howard's stuck in Atlantic City.
I would say he should probably do it from home tomorrow.
Kyle Quinn, do you know anything about this? Is Howard still going to the Borgata tomorrow? He's not going to the Blizzard Borgata tomorrow.
That's all right.
Wow. Yeah, that's just cements he got the forecast wrong. He can't even go do his show from the Borgata.
Wow, how ironic. You know, Howard, he probably feels defeated that he can't go down to his usual Saturday spot.
Beaten by the weather.
Well, and I haven't gotten a text from Howard, so he's feeling some shame today. All right, what's next?
Can someone who knows how to smile please take me sledding instead of my dad? Mad Mike's 2-year-old and King of Prussia.
I think Mad Mike smiles and has fun sledding and everything else.
You said there's a different side to Mad Mike than the sports radio caller Mad Mike?
Yeah. No, I think he can still enjoy that stuff, but at the exact same time yell at somebody that Jalen Hurts sucks, like literally as he's walking up the hill with the kid's sled.
Smile one hand, then he looks at someone and says, how is the worst? I could see it.
Yeah, I think Mad, like maybe it's not Smad Mike. It would be Mad / Happy Mike.
Yeah.
He seems at home when he's angry. When he's angry. He's angry.
I think there's two sides to him, and the side that we hear is the angry Mad Mike side.
Yeah, because I know some people that he went to school with who said that he's, you know, really relatively normal. He's not, you know, he's not.
This station's audience would say he's not.
No. Everybody hates him. Yeah, which is fine. I would too. All right, what's next?
Oh, this is a great idea, Carson in Indy.
So he gets it, North Dakota State.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Seen this story.
Yeah, we've seen it before. Do you think he would like the idea or no? Honestly, like I just feel like that he intentionally pays no attention to what's going on in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
at all.
Right? Yeah, he has no idea what we're caring about or thinking about.
And we're checking in on his box scores and taking. See, I didn't take joy in him losing. I would much rather he lost than won. That's for sure. But like I don't know. Maybe it's like Ben Simmons. I've already reached the point where I'm just like, I'm so over it.
Emotionally
detached. Yeah, I just want to move on. All right, what's next?
What do you think a Herb versus angry Little League coach would sound like? Mark in Motco.
Herb versus angry Little League coach.
Like the coach comes
storming
out.
He punches out a 9-year-old,
The coach comes storming out of the dugout, starts arguing with him. How does Herb handle that conversation?
I think Herb's more of a prep, like a adolescent / high school umpire. But I think Herb wouldn't toss the guy right away and would give him a chance to air his grievances, and they would be like, "Eh, get back in the dugout."
Okay.
Right?
Do you think the parents will get mad at Herb's over-the-top strike three calls showing up their kids?
Yes, but the thing is, if you're going to give a loud punch out, then you have to be able to take some crap in return when things go wrong.
I mean, I want to see a video of this. I want to see Herb get screamed at by a parent to see how he handles it.
Like, Joe West takes a lot of crap. He tosses people, but people really go after Joe West. And for the most part, he'll take it, then throw you out.
Yeah, I mean, he knows he's part of the game. it's a bit. Yeah,
he knows he is, but I don't want him a part of the game anymore. I want the robotic umpire.
So you don't have his CD, his country music CD?
I do. I've heard it. Better than Brett Myers, but not by much. All right, Jack, any more?
No one needs to see you run out of Chickies nude. Liz in Collegeville.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's like 20 years from now.
No, and Sean already DM'd me.
Sorry.
Earlier, he called him a hybrid of Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts, a hybrid of Russell Wilson and Drew Brees. And I took that as being a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Well, that would be, obviously.
That plays like Russell Wilson and Drew Brees. And he said, no, I'm just talking about like, you know, how he runs it and – how he throws it.
Like, yeah, but right. if he could have the accuracy of Breeze and the running ability of Wilson.
And the arm of Wilson.
He'd go to the Hall of Fame.
He's Hall of Famer. So I said I will run out of here nude in 20 years at age 65 if Jalen Hurts is a Hall of Famer. So it's stolen now. Listen, I can be told we're not allowing you to do it, or I could be arrested when I go outside, but I put my word on it.
Well, you used to be a crazy old man about that.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm going to be living here at 65. I won't be working on the radio an everyday shift at 65. I don't have that kind of longevity. I don't know how Angelo's done it this many years. Too much.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a
machine.
He's an Iron Man. Yes, he's a machine. Any more, Jack?
Do not say the holy man is a pain in the ass. Doug from the Brett Favre Shrine.
That's a great idea.
Boom. Yeah. Yeah, Doug with the other day you were doing the Doug stuff. What's the Doug one that you played that Brett's entitled to his opinion? Right?
Yeah.
That's what you played the other day, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's also, I mean, remember his house. You're looking through his house.
Right, the Brett Favre stuff behind him.
Yeah, in the upstairs room.
Right.
His kind of his office. Yeah, it confirmed everything we knew, which is Brett Favre definitely talked to Doug, and Doug definitely bitched about Carson Wentz, and Brett definitely hated Carson because of what Doug told him.
Just to clarify on the Brett Favre business, you said you respect his opinion, but his opinion in this instance was that you should have kept Nick Foles and gotten rid of Carson Wentz. I'm assuming that's not your opinion.
I respect Brett's opinion. He's entitled to his opinion, and that's fine. You know, and I'll leave it at that.
At that point, Doug was finished with this quarterback.
Dude, I can't believe that actually happened. I can't believe that was actually a question and an answer.
There was a series. There was a couple of years where you saw these cracks in this foundation forming, and then that house tumbled last year.
And that's fine. And then poor Rob Motti's got to save him.
Oh, jeez.
And that's when he said, please don't put words in my mouth or we're going to have a problem.
Please don't put words in my mouth or we're going to have a problem.
You just said it, Doug.
Doug was like, listen, this quarterback stinks now, and I'm done defending him. I'm out.
And he definitely did. And he definitely did. All right, rapid fire to the phones, everybody. Let's go to Chris in Cherry Hill. Christopher, how are you?
What's going on, man? I looked at the Senior Bowl stats, and Jalen had the highest miles per hour for ball speed coming out, equivalent to Josh Allen. So if you want to talk tangibles and objective metrics, he has them.
All right, those are the kind of analytics we need here.
So let's talk eyesight. Does Jalen Hurts have the arm?
But now you're just talking about subjective.
No, right now I'm asking you if he's got the same arm as Josh Allen.
Of course not. No, of course not.
Okay, who would you say? Hang on, no, hold on. You made your point. Who would you say that he's comparable to as far as arm strength and throwing the ball in the NFL right now?
I'd say middle of the pack. I'd say he's right there with Baker.
How about an Alex Smith? So, like a previous, right? Like Alex Smith,
yeah.
He was a playoff quarterback, right?
Set that up, right? Like you guys said, like Jimmy G can go out there and dink and dank when you guys talk about analytics and numbers. So again, the offense will yield that. But like you said, he also has the deepest yard completion percentage this year.
No, it seems like that you're a Jalen Hurts fan and you want him to be the quarterback or at least get another shot next year going forward. And I've seen enough, and I'm ready to find my real quarterback of the future. And, you know, we're kind of dug in right now on this. And Jalen Hurts has a lot of support in the city, and I'm happy for it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, man. Nice. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, as far as miles per hour at the Senior Bowl that's if that's real and that's there, then God bless you. My eyes tell me that. So, I'll say this. He has enough of an arm to where you're not going to be like, yeah, like he doesn't have a bottom five arm.
Like I don't think Tua
league.
Can win with his arm. Tua's arm stinks.
But he's more accurate. He's more of a natural passer.
Right,
but they throw
everything
open.
Like within 5 yards.
Yeah, the short to intermediate routes. Yeah. But he's better at those throws than Jalen Hurts is.
Sure.
So I mean, honestly, if you ask me if I wanted Tua or I wanted Jalen Hurts, I'd probably go Jalen Hurts.
Well, at least you get mobility.
But
with
it's
the
probably. But the other thing is that Tua can't stay healthy. And that's probably what puts it over the top. You know, like, I don't want either one of them, to be honest. Joe and Trenton. Joe, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Good, Mark. What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Joe? How are you?
Not much. You know what? It's OG Gilio. That's his name. OG JG.
He's the OG in the city.
I am the OG.
He's the OG in the city.
Yep.
I'm taking that trademark because I'm looking at it from this standpoint. what else do we have to lose? So,
well, draft picks. Draft picks. You have to lose draft picks.
Draft picks and years, right? Like, that's the other thing is if the guy doesn't work out, then you're taking 2 or 3 years to find out that he doesn't work out, right? Which sucks.
Exactly. Which you accumulate. You still will accumulate draft picks throughout the year. It's not like we, like the Rams, won't have a first-round draft pick in, like, 2025. So we're not really hurting ourselves.
Right. They're set up. They have ammunition. Right. It's not like they only have their regular picks. Yep.
Yep.
Exactly. And one more quick point. I mean, and everybody talk about all these wide receivers. Has everybody forgotten about Michael Thomas? The Saints are $71 million over the cap. They're going to probably be willing to dump that guy. And
they will
probably get rid of him.
He could be an option. I do wonder about it. It went weird there. He was so good a few years ago, like 140 catches. Then he got hurt. Then he tried to come back.
So he didn't want to get
hurt again, right?
So he didn't want to have surgery, I think.
Right.
But then he wasn't getting back to the team, if I remember how it was being reported, right? Like, there was no communication between the team and Thomas, and that wasn't because of the team. The team's trying to figure out what's going on. By the time they talked to him, then he's like, okay, I do need surgery. And it was already, like, close to being training camp, which ended. So he was never healthy. He wasn't healthy last year.
Yeah.
He had 104 catches, 125 catches, 149 catches for 1,725 yards. That was 2019. And then last year, he only played in 7 games.
Kind of Cooper Kupp before Cooper Kupp, like just racking up catches every week.
If he's healthy and he's I don't know what the implications are with salary and everything else. I'm interested in Michael Thomas.
Sure, I think the Eagles would be too.
What is the cost? What's he going to cost as far as a trade compensation?
They might just want to dump him.
Yeah, they might just want to release him if they can. Again, I'm not sure that we have to check into that, Jack. Mike in Philly. Mike, go ahead. How are you? Hello, Mike. No, Mike.
Hello.
Don in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania. Donald, how are you?
Doing good, guys. I have a Giglio comment and then a reason why I nearly always now root against Andy Reid.
Okay.
Good. What do you got Giglio, on me first, Don? Yep.
If you had another career, you'd either be a great business consultant, because I often love your analysis of sports. And secondly, if you were not doing that, you'd be a great family therapist. Anybody who's got the patience to have to deal with Howard Eskin every week like you do. If my family ever has any problems, I want you on the case.
Maybe
that's it.
Maybe that was it. Family therapist. I like that, Don.
You do have great patience, and you handle yourself very well with Howard. I don't have the patience to jack with him.
I mean, in essence, that we're kind of therapists, like sports therapists here, right? Like, we listen to everyone. We yell sometimes. We tell them what we think we need. Yeah, I get that, Don. And plus the Howard stuff, which is a lot.
Yep.
All right. Andy. Oh, my God. I can't root for Andy. I was happy they won one Super Bowl in Kansas City for those long-suffering fans. But any man who wastes number 5 McNabb's career with Pinkston, Smalls, Thrash, I know he drafted Fred X and he drafted Reggie Brown. He wasted too many years here. I can't root for Andy. I just can't. I'm too annoyed. The way he was a wise guy in his press conferences, the way he had no ability to manage the clock at the end of the games, I just can't root for him.
Yeah, how did he learn how to manage a clock? He had all 3 timeouts. I think Sean McDermott was like, no, Andy's still not good with timeouts. He was playing defense like they had no timeouts left in those last 13 seconds.
It's crazy how much better he got when he left here. I mean, maybe it just took him 14 years to figure all these things out, find the right quarterback.
He'll still give it up, though. But, man, it helps when you have Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
And Patrick Mahomes.
It helps. So Howard Eskin's checking in via text.
What do we got?
How's he doing?
You guys will pay for this. Listening to this nonsense, I'll be closer than the rocket scientists on TV. You guys are dopes.
Howard Erskine.
And I have the little bubble of typing right now.
Oh, Morse coming now.
Oh, here we go.
He's taking the L in stride.
Is it because he's walking back from Atlantic City?
I hope he's not walking anywhere right now, because the blizzard-like conditions are coming. I gave Jack a slight update on Firecast, is what he said.
So I don't know what is Firecast?
On Forecast.
Okay.
Firecast. Sorry, it misspelled. No, we don't need an update, Howard. You're
dope.
Out. We're out. You're out. You're out. We don't need you anymore. Not John Belaris.
But no.
Jack is now our chief meteorologist, Mark Sumrise, Weather Center. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Join a winning team. Chickies and Pete's now hiring all locations, full and part-time. ChickiesandPete's.com/careers. Is it Jan Janssen tonight?
Yes,
it is.
Yes.
John, the dynamic duo of John Johnson with Tucker Bagley.
What are they cooking up tonight, Bagley?
Oh, I'm sure something
good. I don't
want
to know what Tucker's cooking up.
Probably some chili and a gallon of milk, if I know him, or a pizza.
We had the cookies recently.
Yeah,
the airplane. The
airline. Yeah.
The whole sheet of them, which is, he's cooking something unhealthy up in a 20-ounce
He says he got KFC, so okay. he's well. He's good.
He's got it. They're ready. They're ready for a big Friday night show.
Business as usual. Everybody, be careful out there this weekend. Get your shovels and your salt and everything, and have fun and be safe. And hopefully we talk to everybody on Monday. Joe, enjoyed working with you the last couple days, man. Have a good weekend.
You too. Fun show.
Coming up next, John Johnson in for Giglio. Kyle Quinn, thank you. Jack Fritz, thank you. Everybody, be safe. See ya.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.